SBS Radio.
Yeah, the American embassy relocated to Jerusalem last week, and there was a lot of reaction in Australia about that. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has reiterated that Australia's embassy in Israel will remain in Tel Aviv following the opening of the US embassy in Jerusalem. He said, while Australia has proven itself a staunch friend of the Jewish state, Turnbull told reporters, we have taken the view, as indeed most countries have, that it's more conducive to the peace process to keep the Australian embassy in Tel Aviv. The Prime Minister found disagreement within his own government, however, when predecessor Tony Abbott tweeted, the US embassy is now in Western Jerusalem, which has been Israel's capital for nearly 70 years, and Australia should consider following Trump's move. His comment was echoed by government Senator James Patterson, who told the Jewish News, the new US embassy in Israel's rightful capital, Jerusalem, and it's opened successfully without the sky falling in, and Australia could follow suit without the long-predicted backlash. Former Australian Ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, also weighed in and tweeted, even if we don't move the Australian embassy, we should at least consider recognising Jerusalem officially as Israel's capital. Israel's current ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, said the opening of the US embassy in Jerusalem is recognising what we've all known. It's the capital of Jerusalem, it always will be, and peace can only be achieved by acknowledging that fact, not denying it. Now, back home in Australia, Zionist Federation of Australia President Danny Lamb wrote to the Prime Minister, urging him to seriously consider moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein said all governments of goodwill, including Australia's, should be asking themselves what is genuinely achieved by clinging to an outdated and unjust refusal to acknowledge the basic reality that Jerusalem has long been Israel's capital and always will be.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the deadliest day of violence on the Gaza border since Operation Protective Edge in 2014 saw 58 Palestinians reportedly killed on Monday. They were protesting and demonstrating near the fence, and it came at a heavy price on their side. What was the reaction in Australia?
Yeah, so the reaction in Australia was quite strong. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, said the loss of life is tragic at the Gaza border, but he placed the blame squarely at Hamas's feet. He said Hamas's conduct is confrontational. They're seeking to provoke the Israeli Defence Forces. He said they're pushing people to the border in an area that's in a conflict zone, into circumstances where they're very likely to be shot at as Israel seeks to defend itself. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop recognised Israel's legitimate security concerns, but also called on it to refrain from excessive use of force, also urging Gazans to refrain from violence and attempting to enter into Israeli territory. There was also some reaction from Israel's ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, who expressed regret at the loss of life, but also said, we must remember that recent events are a direct continuation of the wave of violence organized by Hamas, a murderous organization whose stated aim is the destruction of the State of Israel, he said. The purpose of these riots, he said, is one, storming the security defense between Gaza and Israel to attack Israeli civilians. But Federal Greens leader Richard Di Natale accused Israel of using excessive force, he said, against Palestinians exercising their legitimate right to engage in non-violent protest. While in the New South Wales Legislative Council, Greens MLC Maureen Faruqi moved a one-sided motion on Tuesday calling on the Israeli government to, in his words, to cease attacks on civilians and end the blockade of Gaza. There was also a protest in Sydney attended by about 700 outside the town hall.
Anti-Israel protesters on yes. Tuesday evening.
And lastly, from the Australian Jewry side of things, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim condemned the cynical manipulation by Hamas of its own people, including children, to sacrifice their lives in order to make a false political point.
It's just very sad, Shane, that so many people lost their life. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. What else is happening in the community?
Yes, well, in the art world, the Archibald Prize, which is worth $100,000 and is a very, very prestigious art award, was won this year by Jewish Australian Yvette Coppersmith. Now, Yvette's been a finalist 5 times, and this time she won it, and she became only the 10th female artist to win the Archibald Prize, joining another Jewish artist, Judy Kassab, among the winners. Now, this painting was called A Self-Portrait in the style of George Lambert, who was a famous Australian artist from 1873 to 1930. But there was a bit of a twist with this one, because initially Yvette was going to do a portrait of New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. But Jacinda Ardern knocked back the artist's requests in the last minute. After the refusal, Coppersmith, she only had limited time, so she decided to do a self-portrait in George Lambert's style. And it worked out, and the judges unanimously chose her painting. Now, afterwards, she was on Sky News, and the Sky News hosts decided to have a surprise guest on the phone, and it happened to be New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Now, Jacinda Ardern said she thought it was a great painting and that it had worked out in the end. And Yvette said, "The reason why I wanted to paint her was to inspire the younger generation of leaders. But even without painting her portrait, I could still reference her and create a conversation. And I'm glad Jacinda was very happy for me and that she had inspired me to do my best work."
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, the National Council of Jewish Women of Australia, together with the organization called Unchain My Heart, have launched a joint submission on GET. GET is the Jewish Bill of Divorce to the Australian Law Reform Commission, a very important submission.
Now, this commission is conducting the first comprehensive review into the family law system in Australia since the commencement of the Family Law Act way back in 1976. So the two organizations have made a submission called GET Refusal, Jewish Divorce and Family Law. It makes a number of key recommendations, and among them is an order that the civil decree called NISI shall not become absolute until the court is satisfied that both parties have taken all steps reasonably within their power to ensure barriers to a Jewish remarriage have been removed.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Chag Shavuot Sameach.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.